This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Christmas Eve is a week away. In just days, all the effort you put forth for the holidays will climax into a frenzy of wrapper-ripping, face-stuffing, joyous abandon. Part of the Christmas tradition of years past was a bit calmer, roasting chestnuts. Can't you just hear Nat King Cole right now? We had the opportunity to experience that last weekend at a friend's home. They host a wonderful party every year and decided to give it a try. There is an art to it, I'll put it that way, and have pictures for you. Years ago, the American chestnut was the most important tree in eastern North America, supplying excellent lumber and tasty nuts that fatten calves and people alike. But in the early 1900s, a bark-eating fungus came into New York on an Asian chestnut. The blight spread with a vengeance, and by 1950, the American chestnut tree had disappeared, except for the shrubby root sprouts the species continually produces. Even those were soon attacked. Plant pathologists and breeders have been working for decades on creating a hybrid that captures the blight resistance of the Asian or Chinese chestnut, but retains many of the attributes of the American variety. There are reports that the American chestnut could grow straight for 50 feet with no other branches. The lumber of one tree could fill a train car. It was rot-resistant and lighter than oak. It was used for nearly every application, from telephone poles to pulp, fine furniture to musical instruments. There's a cultivar created by Dr. Robert Dunstan that he crossbred with the American and Chinese chestnut. I have a link from GardenBite.com to Chestnut Hill Tree Farm and the American Chestnut Foundation, along with the historic picture of the tree. Check out my recipes tab for info on how to roast chestnuts. And be sure to score the nut before putting them in the fire. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.